Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. You know what you're listening to. I'm Tom Dekar, the Wolf of Dog Street, and I am joined by the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara.
Wow.
Doing,
I'm really happy we're sticking with the Wolf of Dog Street.
Yeah, it makes an appearance. We just recorded the episode, and Tommy arrived hours late.
A lot of people are saying that I was missing from the episode. They recast me in a Christopher Plummer, Kevin Spacey type of scenario.
That is true.
Due to the allegations.
Last second allegation. Yeah,
I was digitally erased from the episode and replaced with a worse guy.
Yeah. Tommy had a lot to do tonight.
I was in the club. I was researching the Chainsmokers in the club.
That's right. He was out there dancing his heart out.
I was supposed to only be there for 20 minutes, but it's been 4 hours.
He's drenched in sweat.
Most of it's Molly.
Yeah, that's right. Molly Shannon. She's also a big clubber.
Superstar. I will quote my theory on the club. I'm going to quote Kevin Durant, who once tweeted, "Twitter is better than going to the club."
I agree with that.
Which I very much agree with.
You can't retweet a feeling.
That's very true.
You can't like a vibe. And you also on Twitter can't see your ex-fiance grinding on a dude.
Oh man.
Wow, you're engaged. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about this episode. So we had Ashley Heseltine come on to defend.
Great, super funny. Wish I could have been there.
Yeah, it was very fun. We had our dear friend / person who lives in our basement, Tim McLaughlin, come on to co-host to fill big shoes. And you know what I think about shoes. Baby shoes
never
for
worn.
Sale, never worn.
That is what you think, yeah.
Those are my thoughts.
I will say, before we get into it, I was outside the club last night. I was outside a bar, and a guy was trying to sell me Coke, and it took me so long to realize it.
Like, what was he saying? Like,
so here's what he said. So we after my show, I had a show, and then we got a drink after, and I was out. My friend was closing his tab, and this guy comes up to me and goes,
"Oh, yeah, got a drink after. That sounds like you."
Okay. So he goes, "Ah, so where are you from, man?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm from Chicago."
He goes, "You know, I hear it's always snowing in Chicago."
This is literally what he said. He goes, "You ever go skiing there?" And I was like, "Nah, man." And then he goes, I was like, oh no.
Oh, if it were me, I think I would have gone an extra layer of like, man, all my friends have a cold right now too. It's really going around. It sucks.
But he seemed like he might have been in the Chainsmokers.
We were talking about that. One of the comments on Facebook was that, I mean, we'll get to it, but it's that pretty much any two guys could come up and be like, "Hey, we're the Chainsmokers."
That's great. They're very like a crushed Adderall kind of band.
Yes.
I read a Billboard profile of them, and there was a couple of things I want to bring up in case they didn't get brought up in the episode.
Yeah, we were. This is a lot. This episode, we get into a lot of stuff, but there is so much with the Chainsmokers that there's a lot we left out.
One thing in their profile is one of them said that he was inspired by the character Ari Gold from Entourage.
Oh,
cited
no.
him as an inspiration, which is always good for a musician, I think.
Yeah. Well, and your inspiration is Turtle, correct?
Yes, who we saw at a 2K tournament.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Turtle's all over the place. He went to Andrew Collins' one-man show.
Poor guy. And
more like one bit show.
There it is. Oh yeah, but that same guy started the investment club in his high school, which is also the kind of thing you want from a musician.
Yeah.
And then he said the Billboard profile said like they're students of music. They love Kanye West, Blink 182, and 21 Pilots. And I was like, oh, they really went deep
that
on music history.
Yeah. Yeah. Who else could they have named in there? Like Cinderella.
But yeah, since I didn't get to rate the band before we
did
get
you,
into it.
I did send you the playlist.
I listened to the playlist. I like Roses, and that's all I have to say about the playlist. So enjoy the episode.
Can I tell you? I'll have to tell you after what Tim rated it.
Oh, no, I'm not. Okay, yeah, let him listen to it. Yeah.
So I'm going with Minnesota and a close one.
Sure. What do you think, Chainsmokers?
We're going with Minnesota
We're
as
going
well.
Going Minnesota as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a girlfriend that cheated on me from Iowa, so.
Hey, nice pick. Hey, nice.
nice pick. I like your EDM music.
Thank you.
Guys are real good. Minnesota.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band, the podcast where we have comedians come on to defend music that they like, that other people make fun of them for enjoying. I am, of course, Tom Tokar, the Wolf of Dog Street, is I believe what I called myself a couple weeks ago, and I'm stuck with it now. Woof woof, motherfucker.
Oh my God.
I am joined today not by the Prince of Snarkness, as I'm sure you heard by the intro of the show, but now I am today joined by the Disaster Fartist, Tim McLaughlin. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I like that nickname. I'm having a good day, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, we have a great guest on today. The host of one of the co-hosts of the Girls Gotta Eat podcast, Ashley Heseltine.
Hi.
Yay.
Thanks so much for coming
of
on.
Of course. Are there a lot of dogs on this street?
There are a lot of dogs on this street, and people don't be picking up the dog shit out there.
That's true. There was also human shit out there the other day, and it was a real bummer to see.
Yeah, that's too bad. A lot of stuff on this street. Do you live anywhere? You don't live near here, right?
I live in the East Village.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Must be nice.
Well, this is Dog
Sorry,
Street.
Sorry, I'm rich.
So.
we pick up our shit in the East Village.
Your human shit. Yeah.
I just wish that homeless guy that shit on the fucking street was like, I got it, and had like a bag.
It would be nice, yeah, if he shit and then just immediately picked it up with a baggie, like a doggy bag. He's like, look, I'm being responsible.
Right.
You know, how could you be offended? Ashley, we're so glad you came out here.
I'm so glad
I'm really sorry that we don't have Tommy on like we normally do.
Yeah,
we have,
I'm sorry that I'm
we
here.
Brought on a Patreon subscriber, Tim McLaughlin. That's true.
Oh, yeah. Back when I had a job and money, I joined the Patreon, and now I'm still joining it, and I don't have a job or money. So
yeah, we gotta catch up with that Patreon. I've never had to cut somebody off of our Patreon before, but I feel bad having you in there.
Dude, I'm going to win the fucking lottery, so it'll be fine.
Yeah, did you get into that lottery today?
No.
Did you hear about it? It's like a lot of money or something?
Yeah. I mean, I've spent so long in I lived in Georgia for so long, mm-hmm. in Atlanta, so I feel like the lottery was such a bigger deal, but do people really get into it? Sometimes I don't understand lotteries. Are they nationwide?
Well, it's a game of
chance.
Yeah,
I don't know either, actually. I think they're all state, aren't they?
Nope.
Oh, they are, okay.
Because I see people posting about the same
lottery. There is some state lottery. So, like, your pick threes and your pick fives.
With the balls that go up on the news.
It's all the same balls on the news. Yeah. But the pick threes and the pick fives on the local news are your local state lottery. But your Powerball and your Mega Millions are nationwide. Lottery.
Okay.
Because today, I was telling Tom this earlier, today I was like, oh, I'll go, you know, it's $1.6 billion.
Right.
So I was like, I'll go get $20 and I'll buy a $20 lottery ticket. So I'm walking over to go get my lottery ticket. Right before I get there, boom, $20 on the ground.
Whoa, oh, wow.
Free lottery tickets for the old Timster. It's a sign. I think I'm going to win, and then we'll be out of this shithole apartment.
Here's what's annoying about Tim right now.
And I'll have walls.
Tim is one of the dumbest people I know, but he's a genius about this.
Wait, but Tim does live here.
He does live here.
And he is a comedian.
Yes.
Not just a Patreon subscriber.
No, he's also a comedian, yeah.
Yeah. I used to live in Chicago where I wasn't with them, so I would listen to their extra episodes like it was I had my friends around, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always said podcasts are like friendship porn.
People really think they know you.
Yeah, like I know. You guys probably have all kinds of people coming
after
you.
It's pretty crazy. I mean,
guys were just featured on Apple's like front page today, right?
Yeah,
you guys were next to the headphones.
It's really exciting. We're doing a lot, but it's people really. There's like this low barrier of like quote unquote celebrity too, because we're not like famous and we're not actors, so they really know our lives. So they just come up to us on the street all the time.
What is it? Oh, on the street they're coming
like
up to you?
Almost every day in New York, people come up and they're like, are you girls? Are you Ashley? Are you Girls Gotta Eat?
Do you guys have names for your fans?
No, because I don't know. Hmm. We have thought about that. I mean, obviously, you know, it's
really
like,
easy.
What
we
do
call
you guys
our
do?
Fans piss freaks.
Yep. Oh, right.
We haven't done it in a while,
that.
Actually.
Sup, piss freaks.
What up, piss freaks?
Well, if you're not going to use it anymore.
You guys could borrow it, at least. Yeah. I like to call our fans the piss freaks of urine nation.
Well, actually, sometimes we call them.
No, you don't like to do that.
Sometimes I do.
We call them like the slut army sometimes.
Oh, that's
good.
That's
fun.
Oh, man.
No, I'm just kidding.
Bring back that slut army draft.
We've had some guests on that they like some of the girls get really like sliding into their DMs and say like really dirty stuff.
We're Andrew's telling us about that.
Andrew got a few, but like we had another guy. We were like, you girl, we had to do a PSA the next week. Like, come on, girls.
Really?
It was insane.
I think most of the guys who go on there would probably enjoy it, though. Like, if Tim were to go on there, and he should never, but...
yeah, that's true. I haven't fucked in 3 months. Do you know how much
I love
it?
Actually, he could use it.
I only have 2 walls to my room. The other ones are blanket walls.
Yeah,
so.
And one of the walls has one of my posters on it. Yeah, the poster of my face.
I just saw my room and I was like, well, I'm not fucking this year. It's just not happening. So
I have so many walls and I haven't been laid in a lot. I haven't been laid in like 6 months.
Damn.
I mean, so it's
really?
Not about the
six
walls.
Months? All right. Hey, listen, piss freaks, don't slide into Ashley's DMs.
Here's the difference between you and I. This is not by my choice.
Yeah, not Tim mine is, either. Jeez.
Tim is an incel. And that's what we've learned today.
Black pill.
I think you can borrow Piss Freak. What is it like for you? So you guys went on a tour, right, recently?
Yeah, we did like we kind of say tour jokingly, but we did Atlanta and Nashville, and
nice.
Then we're doing Chicago in a few weeks. And
that's
then
great.
We just sold out our holiday show at Gramercy Theater.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's
incredible.
Where are you doing in Chicago?
At City Winery.
Oh,
so
I don't know where that is.
We did Atlanta just because it's like the size, like the 300-ish.
Yeah.
And it's like a nice, fancy-ish venue. We did it in Atlanta,
uh-huh.
So it was kind of easy to do it in two cities. And
what dates are you doing in Chicago?
November 7th. But
damn.
It's sold
we
out.
We have a lot of Chicago. Oh, it's sold out. So
I was gonna.
But we can make room for you.
Man, selling out 300 seats. What a dream.
We love it so much, but it's really kind of, it is crazy how much people think they know you.
But you have to, but with something like this, like, so something like you have your podcast that sells to your podcast fans, mm-hmm. How obligated do you feel hanging out after the show to talk to everyone?
Okay. I'll tell you a short story. I mean, we do meet and greets after the show, like paid extra. So like you buy the VIP ticket.
Oh,
no, or,
that's a
so
good
we,
move.
And they do.
Tim has to pay the audience extra to stay
to stick
and
around.
Talk to him. Yeah. Yeah.
So, and that's.
I just throw cash at the crowd when I see them leaving.
Just stay in your seat. But they, and the venues keep it moving. You know, it's great. We hug everybody and get pictures and all that stuff and get selfies, you know. So, but in Nashville, all these girls came to the bar after, like Tootsie's. I think I somehow along the line said after party at Tootsie's, kind of. And
ooh,
then they,
you should start doing that, like tell a bar.
Yeah,
like, hey,
I know, but then
this.
I just kind of wanted to enjoy the night, and like we have really cool, like beautiful fans, but they're like 22, and this girl's like, I've never had an orgasm, and I'm like, oh my god, like we gotta go. Like I'm just trying to party with my friends.
Yeah.
Like the meet and greet's over.
Yeah.
You know? They wanted like advice.
Yeah, they just
bar.
Want a continuation of the show.
But it's
that
it's,
is weird when it's just you're the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's not like you prepared, like because you guys don't do like bits. And I mean, I'm sure you have like segments and stuff,
yeah.
But it's just you talking at some point,
right?
So you are the show.
We're the show, and
that's
then it's
wild.
I mean, we break it up. We have guests, and we do this mm-hmm. our fun little signature game thing at the end, and we go out in the audience, which has worked well so far. But yeah, it's kind of the dream, though, right? Like, it's,
oh yeah,
yeah, it's amazing.
I don't even get. I used to get. Nervous
listen, we
to
just
do stand up. I don't care. I'm just like, I'm just going to go out there and talk.
Hell yeah.
I'm saying we just met. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
If you come to Chicago, we can get you in.
No, I'm there. I'm there. I'm in Chicago the week after.
Let's jump into the Chainsmokers, because
oh,
that is who we are here to discuss. And there are a lot of thoughts. This is one of our most hated bands, according to the internet.
Oh my gosh.
The internet hates the Chainsmokers.
Wait, do you know what people call them?
I'm gonna guess the Dick Smokers.
No, like the Nickelback of EDM.
Oh,
yeah.
Look, you could have set me up a little better there. Not to sound like an asshole.
I would have said Cock Smokers because it's the same beginning letter. But
yeah, I guess I did see Nickelback of EDM.
Well, Nickelback's
yeah.
so easy. It's like
yeah.
So
and
old.
EDM is erectile dysfunction music, correct?
Yes,
that's
yes
what
it
is. It's for limp ass dudes. I didn't know about them till what, 4 days ago?
What, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I brought them up and I said, we're going to be talking about Chainsmokers this week, and Tim looked them up.
Have you studied yeah. up?
I listened to the songs that you gave us.
Okay.
We've been doing a lot of research on the Chainsmokers. I knew of the Chainsmokers because I'm just going to play the song right off the bat that has been pumping through the airwaves for quite a while. And that struck me because, as longtime listeners of the show know, I started the podcast because I love Coldplay. And Coldplay is also one of the most hated bands, for along the same lines as this band, although they're very different, obviously.
Yeah.
But Coldplay has a song, made that a song.
That's probably
with
one of their
the
top songs.
Like, this is the only one that I thought I knew, and then I realized from listening to your playlist I knew more. So let's go ahead and listen to some of Something Just Like This.
I did know this one.
It's so beautiful. Am I right?
The first time I heard it, I fucking hated it. And then four listens in, I was like, this is
I thought
great.
You were going to say, like, you cried. But you're.
No, then it did catch me. Gold, Achilles and his gifts, Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you want to go? How much you want to risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss. Just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this.
Dancing their little butts off in here.
I really like that. I hate that I like it.
The way their beats drop is so incredible.
They've
mastered it.
For me, it is like it's Coldplay on top of it, right? Too. So it's like,
I do enjoy that song. I also like Coldplay.
I really like Coldplay. So then hearing that, I'm like, oh, this is like if Coldplay really stepped it up in the club.
Well, didn't they kind of get a little?
They've gotten
EDM-ish?
Really, a little bit. They have some stuff that's like that. They've gone through a lot of phases. I don't love a lot of the stuff they've made in recent years.
Yeah,
but I do. I found myself really enjoying that song. And by the way, this song's lyric video set a new mark on YouTube for single day views. The clip was streamed more than 9 million times in its first 24 hours of availability, overtaking the previous record held by, you guys have a guess?
Psy.
No. No, it's not 2013, you asshole.
Taylor Swift.
We didn't start the fire.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, what's that R.E.M. song?
I Want to Hold Your Hand from the Beatles.
What's that R.E.M. song?
That's not it.
All right.
I'll tell you that.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
That's.
I'm just proving I knew the name of the song.
I don't know if that's... Is that the name of the song? Mm. All right.
Yeah.
The song
When They
is,
All Get Out of the Cars? No, that's Everybody Hurts. Sorry, guys.
It is Everybody Hurts, actually, from R.E.M. Oh. No, that would be crazy. it's Justin Bieber's What Do You Mean?
Oh.
Because those lyrics are so hard to figure out. Well, and that's
what people were saying when they were listening to the song. They were like, Justin, what do you mean?
There's one lyric.
let's see. The record was smashed 8 months later by the lyric video for Taylor Swift's Look What You Made Me Do.
I knew it.
Which garnered more than 19 million views.
Damn.
Wow.
Will she ever be stopped?
Do you guys watch? Who watches lyric videos? Like, the second I see it's a lyric video, I'm out.
Yeah, I either want the actual one. I'll look up
lyrics.
I'll watch lyric videos when I'm about to karaoke.
Oh, okay.
That's the only time.
Smart.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of the guy doing karaoke to... Shit, that song, there's no words to it. There's like one word. It's like the song. Remember the carnival in Sandlot? It's like.
Wait, what?
Hold on.
Hold on.
Guys, sorry. Let me think of it.
Yeah, hold on. We're going to pause.
It's a
the
video
podcast.
That just has like one word through the, like, it's all music. That's all music. And then it just says like Wild Thing or like something like that. And he did.
Yeah,
just cut
this.
Sorry.
No.
Oh.
What is the song?
It might be Wild. Is it
it's
Wild
not
thing?
Wild Thing because you make thing. My heart because Wild Thing makes your heart sing.
That's right. Or it's that one that's like the like surfing song.
Yes.
It's like
Wipeout.
Wipeout.
Yes. So someone did just karaoke to Wipeout. So all right. Music.
That's nice. The funniest thing I've ever heard.
And when you're watching it, you're trying to figure out what's happening. It's like this guy crushed karaoke. Did Wipeout.
Are you a karaoke person?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. Do you know who Aaron Tuning is?
I he's think like, I yes yeah yeah yeah, yeah
he's
I
like
do,
the
I
karaoke
do.
King yes, yeah. And so we when he lived here we would go to Baby Grand all the time and uh-huh. so now he comes back yeah I'm like really into it, but I'm always trying to figure out what's a good song because I've picked
go-to
a lot
song.
Of wrong songs.
Got? Yeah.
Recently.
Oh, do you mix it up a lot? You try out some
I've
new
always
things?
I like to like rap, but people
that's
don't,
always
people don't
tough.
Like it. They don't
that's
like
no,
tricky
no one
one,
wants
people,
you to rap.
They
want
don't.
You to sing I Billy think, Joel.
I'll tell you what's my yeah, new go-to. We did it a couple weeks ago is Four Non-Blondes.
Oh, that's yep. the best one. Tommy
yeah,
does that one all the time.
So fun to sing.
Everybody wants that one. Tommy did that one without any music one night. He was just yeah. drunk and sang it at the Laugh Factory after everything was closed. Man, brought the house down. It was
yeah.
incredible.
He does that. He used to do that at Cobra all the time. Cobra is, I think, the best karaoke experience.
Tom,
for
did you talk about your experience on the podcast?
I don't
the
know that
time?
I did. If I did, I'm
Tom
sorry
got
if
some
I
messages
it.
About his song choices.
Shit, are you guys big karaoke?
I hope I didn't say this already. So, yeah, I love karaoke, but it's too. Only that I get into it every once in a while.
I have to be very drunk.
Yeah, we were very drunk when we did it. I sang the songs Just Like a Pill from Pink, and you can hear our Pink episode with Megan Gailey. If you scroll back a little bit,
okay, I gotta listen. That's a great one. I'm such a big fan of Pink.
Yeah,
I get
Pink was really fun.
That people talk shit on Pink, but
it's absurd. One of the regular guests on our radio show has a story about Pink, where it's our friend Carlisle Forrester stood up, got on like her friend's shoulders during a Pink concert and yelled out something, and then Pink stopped the show and goes, "You've never bought one of my records, you fucking idiot," or something like that,
wow.
and just shut her down.
Wait, did she yell out something mean to Pink?
I don't think she said something mean. She was just like yelled anything. I don't know. She
heckled.
Was just being drunk or whatever. Yeah. And the story made me like Pink even more.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
I think she's great. But
yeah, I'm a
also if you
just
guys
like a pill is great.
Ever go to Atlanta? I don't know if you know this. There's a bar, and I think almost every night of the week it's live band karaoke. So, like,
live band karaoke is the greatest experience you'll ever have.
I mean, how
can it's better than stand up by a billion?
I know.
Told people I would quit stand up if I could live
every night
doing that because it's just being
a rock star.
I never do it.
It's the greatest.
Do they have
feeling.
Any place
I'm
here?
Too intimidated.
I've never seen it here. They do have a slight live band where it's just a piano accompaniment at Sid Gold's Request Room.
Okay.
In Bloomington at Limestone Comedy Festival, and just every once in a while in the town, they'll do one of the things at the after parties is a live band karaoke
yeah.
with our buddies, the 9Ds, where they play 90s music mostly.
Oh, I like
but,
that.
But they're great. Mike Lee, Jonas Sherrod, and then a bunch of other
but,
very
I mean,
fun
it took off in Atlanta. It started they called it Metalsome, and then it was like metal. But now it's like every night there's an R&B night. There's like a 90s night. I mean, it's almost every night of the week. You can
I
go
gotta
do
go.
It. You gotta
that
do
sounds
it.
Amazing.
It's too intimidating for me.
It's so fun.
I can't be singing my bad songs in front of real musicians.
No, here's the thing. The real musicians make you sound incredible because they're helping you, and they're kind of singing too. I love that shit. Oh, the other song I sang the other night, that was Jewel, You Were Meant For Me, which is my
How
that's
people
my go-to.
React.
People love it because I get really into it. It's the when I very first moved to New York, I did that song there, and it was my first time doing it. And I had people come. It was the first time I've had people coming up to me after I've sang, where they were like, "That really meant something to me."
Oh my god!
But I did. So I do that almost every time I go.
Yeah.
And then, but this time after the next morning, I got a message from my buddy, our very funny comedian Kendall Farrell, who wrote me, "Hey, the guy I was with saw you sing and said that I should ask you if you're okay." anyways, that was my
but
karaoke
you know what's,
experience.
I mean, I feel like I've bombed more at karaoke than stand up. Like I've really. I think I'm going to kill it.
I don't
know
which one hurts more either.
It would be impossible for me to bomb more at karaoke than stand up.
Yeah,
think.
That's true.
But I've done stand up shows.
One of
like
your songs.
Damn, I got my time cut.
Yeah. I
people like light
I'm
me
sorry.
During karaoke. They like give me the light. They're like, please.
Just
get
give
off
me
stage.
The light. What?
That's so funny. The idea of, I'm going to start doing that at karaoke. That's a good time. I love the idea of just like fucking with people in a group environment that's like that. Like I've been saying for a while, I want to go to pick up basketball games and stick like hot and cold stickers on people based on how they're shooting.
That is so funny.
And just get the shit kicked out of me. Anyway, let's talk a little bit here about the Chainsmokers. Like I said, one of the most hated bands we've done probably. I really love that song, and like I don't know how to feel about that based on the shit. We should listen to Jared's voicemail early on here. Let's get to it because we don't know what he's going to touch upon. Tim, what were you going to say?
Well, I thought they were an emo band for the longest time because I would type in Chance the Rapper. And once I get CHA, the Chainsmokers would pop up first. Yeah. And I'd be like, this is probably just some emo band I don't know. And then I would, you know, continue to type the rest of the thing. So I never listened to any of it.
Yeah.
But that's the only time I ever
saw it. I kind of thought that, too. It does seem emo-y, and it's kind of shitty that they don't smoke, I don't think.
Well, they smoked a lot of weed. Like, the name just, they just, like, came up with the name or something. They're just these, they come across, I think also people hate them because they look like they're just named Chad and Brad.
They
you know,
do.
Like, they're just look like douchebags.
Or Tim and Tom.
What the hell? You're half Indian.
But they look like assholes.
Yeah,
you know?
There's a picture of them hanging up at in the studios at Sirius XM that every day I walk by it when I get my coffee, and I'm like, those guys look like fucking assholes.
Dude, if I saw someone that looked like me being a DJ, I'd be like, this guy fucking sucks. I don't like me. I'd be like, this guy blows.
Well, Tim, you gotta like yourself more, buddy.
Nah.
What if this just becomes a support podcast for Tim? Tim, we got to get you some more walls.
I'll get those walls after I hit this
lottery. Start like
if any of you ladies want to bang Tim, don't.
Yeah.
All right, let's
listen
to... today I introduced Jared to the Chainsmokers. We're gonna go to Jared. He is the owner of the Comedy Attic in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana, and he claims... to have invented this podcast because he hates music, and that's not how you invent a podcast. These are his thoughts on the Chainsmokers.
What's up, y'all? This week they went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending the Chainsmokers. I've never heard of this band until Tom texted me this. I don't know anything about them. I just listened to their 5 most popular songs according to Tidal. And, honestly, my first reaction is this is the type of music that, like, a white university would play before, like, when players are, like, warming up, but they think that, like, rap is going to be too offensive to, like, the old people in the crowd. So they'll play this. This is, like, specifically for white pregame music. It's just... I can't believe that this is what anyone is listening to. I'm like shaken to my core listening to it. It's like so white and despicable that it exists. Like we can't not fuck everything up like as white people. It's just unbelievable to me. Like currently right now, real actual like rap and hip hop exists, and this garbage comes about and sort of like pretends like that's what it is, but it's just like, oh my god. Anyway, I don't know. I'm sorry if I'm tone deaf on this, and maybe they're black. Fuck, I don't know. My guess is that they're just a bunch of like weird white dudes, but I have no idea. Anyway, all right, I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks.
All right,
I have a lot to say.
Jared. Okay, perfect. What do you got for old Jer Bear?
Well, first of all, he lost me at title. Like, what's he talking about? And then
he's a title man.
He has some. I'll give him this title. He switched to title because they pay the artists more than the others.
All right, fine. It started out so condescending. He was like, I don't even know what this band is. But also, okay, here's the thing. It's pop music. It's not rap or hip hop. And so if you look at the history of pop music, it's always been a little cheesy. Go back to like the Monkees or like whatever, you know, like it's never been this like intelligent, amazing music. Like it's pop music. It's made to like, it's engineered to get into your head and like make you feel a certain way. And it's just funny because I'm like, I liked what he said about the white people, though. Like, it's made for white people.
For white people. But the vitriolic way he says white.
That is true.
He's so pissed. Oh,
white people.
Garbage. Oh. Garbage for white people.
God.
Let's see. So I Googled black people who love Chainsmokers. And I found a BuzzFeed article called Please, I'm Begging You, Tell Us Why You Like the Chainsmokers. I need to figure this out. So the answer is...
I think we can all. Black people don't like the. That's not like a.
There's a lot of hate for it in the meantime, though. It's like that one, and then there's if your favorite band is the Chainsmokers, you're doing something wrong. Which I don't think we're saying your favorite band
is the
Chainsmokers.
They're not my favorite band.
They're like your second favorite band.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're tied for first.
They're like my favorite band in the last 3 years, you know?
I don't think I've listened to a new band in the last 3 years.
Really?
You're an old school
There's
guy?
So much stuff.
By old school, you mean I stopped maturing at 2005, then yes.
That's my favorite music was 95 to 05.
Yeah, mine too.
Interesting.
Favorite decade. I'm a big, like, not
really?
Hip-hop
R&B. Okay, what's your favorite shit?
Like, that genre, rap and R&B and hip-hop.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like...
So, like, Nelly is in there, probably?
Yeah, I mean, I really was big
on
Bad Boy, like Biggie. I'm a huge Biggie fan.
Oh, okay.
Fan, and
90,
like,
I misunderstood. 95.
And I guess Biggie was like, his two albums were 94, 97.
Yeah.
Like the two main ones. But yeah, like a big, like huge, like TLC.
Did you like Tupac?
I loved Tupac.
Oh,
I just was
yeah.
more like East Coast rappers. And I loved
Lil
Kim. And yeah, I loved Nas. And I loved Jay-Z from like the olden days. Like I remember the same day I bought DMX's and Jay-Z's album.
I remember loving Jay-Z.
So the question
in, like,
is...
his Foxy Brown days, like I'm old school Destiny's Child fan, TLC. That's
yes.
kind of my
jam. So the question is, how did we get here? This is like going from Obama to Trump in terms of music.
Oh my God. I'm leaving. Do you want me to tell my Chainsmoker story?
Yes, I do. Okay. I'd love that. Yeah. And I have a lot of questions for you. But first of all, how did you get into the Chainsmokers?
So, okay. Let's not forget that their first song is that ridiculously stupid song,
let's listen
the selfie
to some of
song.
It. Let's listen to some of it so people know what you're referring to.
Yeah,
just in
it's
case
so
they don't.
Dumb. I
it is
we'll listen
very
to it
dumb.
And then I'll take it from there.
I heard it for the first time today and it made me want to hurt
I
myself.
Had heard it before.
Yes. When Jason's on the table, I kept on
it gave Tim a second to think about his life and he wanted to hurt himself.
Because he was totally texting me all night so last mean. Night and I don't know if it's a booty call or not. So. Like, what do you think? Did you think that girl's pretty? How did that girl even get in here? Do you see her? She's so short, and that dress is so tacky. Who wears Cheeto? It's not even summer. Why does the DJ keep on playing Summertime Sadness? After we get out of the bathroom, can we go smoke a cigarette? I really need one. But first, let me take a selfie.
The song is like if Baby Got Back really let itself go in the commentary.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're right. Like yeah. if that's the whole
call.
Song, you're yeah. right. Yeah, that's exactly what
it's,
it is. That's
so true. Like when I first heard that, I was like, "Oh, this is some like weird LMFAO shit." Like I don't care, and I don't even like. I don't even like that beat.
No, I don't love.
Aside
that.
From the
it
talking,
doesn't feel like original or anything. Yeah,
I hate that song. And so when they came out, I was like, I don't know or care about this band. And then I think the next song they had is one that's a little better, but still kind of weird. It's called Kanye. And it's like, I want to be like Kanye. And then, I don't know.
I wonder if they would stand by that today.
Can we isolate isolate her quote of, I want to be like Kanye?
Yeah, exactly. I think they're embarrassed, right? Like, I think, I don't know what happened there. I don't know if that was like a let's do this kind of gimmicky song to
yeah.
get noticed and know that we don't want to continue it.
I mean, it seems like they're geniuses as far as that goes, like,
yeah.
as far as like playing into the zeitgeist or whatever. Like, for whatever reason, this worked, I guess, right? Hashtag selfie.
It's so stupid. And I didn't care about this band. If you can call them a band, duo, DJ duo.
Duo, it's a DJ duo and then one Australian drummer.
Drummer, but
yeah.
they didn't bring him on. Well, he didn't start
I think
start
he
with
started
them.
For the live shows, right?
Yeah. And I was, this is December 2015. I was watching, some video came into my feed and it's this, it's not super viral video. It's got a few million views on YouTube and it's like the Chainsmokers get into an Uber and they're like playing this. They're like, dude, they're like, oh, you're Chainsmokers. And they're like, yeah, dude, play your favorite song. And he plays this song, Roses. And that's the first time I heard it. And I was like, what is this song? Love it so much.
Let's go ahead
then
and
it,
hear some of that. Because that's the first song on your playlist
yeah.
here.
Take it slow, but it's not typical. He already knows.
like that.
It's the same thing. It's waiting for the beat to drop. They kill it.
Blue balls.
That was horrible. That hurt.
I feel bad that I did it. I didn't know what it was going to feel like until I did it. I've never done that before.
I knew exactly what he was doing. I saw his hand going on the thing. I'm like, oh, you better do it.
Oh, my God. That really stung.
I feel bad that I did that. It's won't do it again.
I think I've heard that before. I think I've heard that song before, too.
Yeah.
Not from earlier when we listened to it, but I think I was like in a car or something.
Man,
I don't know.
I enjoyed that. Here's some song facts about it. The song title does not appear in the lyrics, but instead references its guest vocalist, Philadelphia songstress Roses. It finds Chainsmokers revealing their sensitive side as Roses sings of how her love for her beau is so special she can feel it deep in her bones.
Did Roses go on to be bigger after this song?
It's honestly not one of their, even if you look on like Spotify, it's not one of their biggest songs.
Oh.
But that was their first EP, and
it hit number 16.
You were to like ask somebody now,
right?
But again, I'm an old school fan from 2015.
Right.
And I just loved it. I was like going through a hard time, and I'm like, for some reason loved that music, like that song. And then
was this a breakup? Was this, could you feel this deep in your bones?
I felt Roses? It so deep in my bones. Say you'll never let me go. No, I went through a breakup, and then I remember I was like, do we tell like personal stories on this?
Of course.
Okay. So I was like,
I prefer that to talking in depth about the Chainsmokers, to be honest.
I mean, we've been really dissecting my bad life, so
that's true.
Let's get into mine.
Tim, who hurt you?
It was a man at a Dairy Queen.
hurt people. So I go through this breakup, and we were living together, and it was a mess. I was like, I'm just going to leave and go to New York. And
so this was when you were still living in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I remember this song. I just love the song. I remember flying, it's so cheesy, but like flying into New York and like kind of seeing the skyline, and like here, this song was in my headphones, and I was like, I'm going to move to New York. I like had this weird feeling.
Yeah.
And so I obviously have since, but a year later, like a full year later, you know, me and this guy, we're still trying to work it out, whatever.
Same guy from
We broke up, got back together a million times. You know, it was like the whole, this is end of 2015. So the whole 2016 was just such a mess. And I was like, what is my life? And so the end of that year, all the while still loving the Chainsmokers, obviously, and still listening to Roses.
Yeah.
And
then they were like your breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah. And then the end of the, right before I moved to New York, I swear, like the last thing I did was I went to this like concert, and they were there, and it was like this full circle moment.
Wow.
Like a year later. I mean, it's and they play that song, and they do a great job with like flames and like light shows and shit, because
the DJs, you know,
well, they don't have anything to do.
Yeah, because otherwise it's just you're watching some dudes. Well,
you watch me stand here
and they pretend to play. I'm like, you're not doing anything. It's so funny to me. But anyway,
they're pretending to play.
Well, they don't.
That seems like
insulting. They stand back there and pretend like they're pushing buttons and stuff.
Yeah, it is,
but
it's
do they have instruments on stage that they're pretending to play?
I think they have an 808 drum, maybe.
Oh,
sorry, I meant to say they're pretending to DJ.
I see.
Yeah,
so
right.
You know, so they're just hitting a button, and then
because
it's the same song every time.
Yeah,
what would it add?
See Girl Talk back in the day.
What would it add for them to be doing shit? Yeah, right. You're right. Oh shit! I've been fooled this whole time.
Well, the one guy. We'll get into this whenever you guys like the one guy.
Dead
sings,
mouth?
Quote unquote.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw that.
Real bad.
Yeah. That's like a lot of the things that came up when I typed in like worst moments for them is them at
Full Circle Karaoke.
That's right. Yeah.
But I respect that they were like, he was like, yo, like, I want to try to sing. Like, they're making all this music. That's like me. Like, it's weird. It's like, I feel like I was trying to model, like I have the height, but like it's not the full.
Well, you know what you know what they say.
What's
there's
that?
No better time to try singing until you have tens of thousands of people watching you.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've seen him sing. Obviously, I've seen him in concert, and it feels like somebody didn't show up. You know, like it feels like
Like this podcast today.
How dare you? Oh, now you're both going to stare at me? That's fine. I'll go in my room. I'll go hang up my sheet and I'll sit there alone.
Wait, that's exactly what it is. They're like, oh, Tom, send Tim out.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, Timmy. We appreciate you coming on the podcast today.
I have nothing else in my life. What if I was actually sad?
Anyway, so yeah, he goes up, he blows it. Yeah, so yeah, he's a bad singer.
But he's a terrible singer. I mean, he's not a singer. But I still think it's kind of awesome that he was like, fuck it, I'm in this band, I'm going to sing.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, I'm going to do it.
I don't know if that's awesome. I don't think it's awesome.
Pay somebody so little.
Right.
Just be a good singer.
It's real penny pinchy. Yeah. You could get.
No, I think it's that.
I think it's like I like attention, so I get it. You know what I mean? Like, he's like so cocky. He's like, I'm going to do this. Oh, I can do this.
No, I get it. I want to sing. I'm a terrible singer. Yeah. I'm out here screaming.
We
just
all
like a
love
pill.
Attention. But right. If someone asked me to do improv, I'd be like, eh.
But you can do. The thing is that you can do anything with, like, in the studio. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but it's funny to see him live is an abomination. It's so bad. It's so terrible.
But I respect it, and I think it's cool.
I like stuff that's like so, like, it's funny to me.
Sure.
And it's only a few songs.
Okay.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
It's so only half the concert. The other half's pretty good.
I think I'd enjoy that, I guess, a little bit. If it's like comically bad. It has to be that, though. It has to be one or the other. It has to be great or so bad that it's laughable, yeah. As opposed to just like, well, I guess that was fine. I don't know. I think he performed.
Paris, I think, is the one his main one that he sings on, but they did it at like some award show. It was shocking.
That was the one. I believe that's the song that they're shitting on here at the Billboard Awards. I could be wrong, but one of the low lights of the 2017 Billboard Music Awards was the Chainsmokers attract a disproportionate amount of ire for what is mostly harmless anodyne electronic pop, though their occasional bro-like antics don't help. We're going to get into that in a second. The much-hated on duo's performance of Young, showed why they can't win when it comes to the critics. Amidst a visual sunset illuminated clouds and American West vistas, Andrew Taggart clad himself in a jean shirt and briefly strummed a guitar, but when he began to sing, it all fell apart. His voice was off key. He awkwardly moved across the stage, and he sometimes descended into a stiff display of jazz hands and wandered in circles.
I'm starting to fall on the other side of this is good.
Alex Fella sang the bridge with a vocoder effect reminiscent of Daft Punk, proving that the Chainsmokers may be great at winning Billboard awards, but they haven't quite nailed Heartland authenticity. I want to say something I wanted to bring up earlier that is very relevant to today. The Chainsmokers have kind of a bad history with being bro-y, like, Twitter guy. Like,
I read the Twitter thing. I don't know.
Did you read the Gaga stuff?
Yeah.
The Gaga thing was pretty crazy. I was going to play a clip from that in the beginning, and instead I landed on that game day thing where Lee says, I like your EDM music.
I love that. There's just a guy that's like, here, read this.
Yeah.
And he's like, EDM.
But you know what I liked about that clip was that, like, he threw shade at his ex, which, like, I live to do. You know, like, he was like, I used to be at this radio segment where they would have me do picks. Like, I don't fucking know what I'm doing, but, like, for college football, and, like, anytime I could just, like, slam my ex, I would. Like, I really respect that.
Yeah, I get that. That's
like, he's
fun.
On ESPN game day and he's like, fuck my ex. Like, I really respect it. But no, I did some research because I never want to, like, I mean, I'm a feminist, so I never want to support super douchebag bros.
Sure.
So there's not any, whatever. There was the thing.
He claims he was hacked.
Came back at Halsey and, yeah. So
the Halsey thing was very strange.
But I also, here's what
it
I like.
It seems like that Halsey thing isn't real based on.
Yeah,
I think it was real.
You don't get hacked for one tweet and delete it 30 seconds later.
But then there was like three after that seemed like he tweeted them to look like he was hacked. You know what I mean? Okay, let's find them real fast.
But I also like that I didn't hear about Halsey till they kind of put her on the map a little bit. And now she's kind of this like badass feminist chick. And so I think I kind of like that they bring these female vocalists up that no one ever heard of before. And yeah. they kind of, because they, you know, they can't sing, so they need the female vocals. And then they get famous and
yeah, and
spread
hey,
their message.
They gave Coldplay a chance to shine, you know? Who needed it more?
Chris Martin had just been fading into obsolete.
Okay, let's see here. I had one thing pulled up that was like, that was the all the tweets, and I lost it. But here is what they wrote. First of all, they said they didn't like, they said that one of Lady Gaga's right. new songs sucked.
Which, like,
that's what started
I've also
everything.
Been on a big, like, Lady Gaga kick lately since
everybody's into Gaga because of A Star Is Born.
But then I watched her documentary last night.
What did you think of the doc?
I loved it. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't, but Nikki
I watched
was
some
on
of it.
Nikki didn't like it?
She said that, well, she just says that there's one moment that's very cringy where Gaga sings a song about her grandma's, like, I think daughter who died.
Yeah, her.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, tries to make her grandma cry, but, like, her grandma's just like, yeah, whatever. I don't know if that's
oh my
vibe.
God,
I
know exactly
it.
What Nikki's talking about.
I should say, listen to You Up with Nikki Glaser where we talk about
okay,
this.
But I know exactly the moment she's talking about. Yeah, we don't need to get and I know what she means. That scene turns around. I mean, everybody's clearly emotional, but you're so right. It feels like she's kind of like, aren't you going to cry? We're on
yeah.
camera.
That I want to watch it. I'm sorry. I'm speaking out of school.
I'm a big fan of her. I think she's kind of real for being such a superstar. I didn't love that it starts and ends with the Super Bowl, and I'm just like the fucking
oh,
Super
yeah.
Bowl. Like it's not
oh,
the
I
biggest
did watch
thing.
All of it.
You did,
yeah.
And her like she acts like this. I just kind of hate the NFL. Like whatever.
I'm out on the NFL this season, or like yeah. I'm done now.
Yeah,
yeah.
I hear
you.
Yeah,
so
me
it's
too.
Kinda,
oh yeah, right, Tim.
I
for
love
her
it.
To think it's the biggest
out
thing
of
in
it
her career
because he's lost $3,000 betting on.
Well, I'm sorry, my teams aren't. Playing well. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, earlier when I said I was speaking out of school, Tim does that to pick up girls.
Oh my god! What the hell? You know
Tim
I'm not
Rose.
Allowed outside of school.
If Tommy was here, I would have said that about him.
I like that Gaga documentary. I did watch all of it.
Yeah,
she seems fun and nice.
I think she seems very talented. Pretty. I think she's brilliantly talented. I like that she all her whole stance and like I'm gonna. Look crazy and not fall into this like sexy pop star thing, and I think she's still really close to their family. I just think she's wonderful, but yeah, I mean, I also think like how do you ever get to be that famous? You're not ever just going to be some super down to earth normal person, but I still think she is. But I know that scene Nikki's talking about. I can see what she's talking about.
You should bring it up when you guys talk to her on Thursday.
Does she like her otherwise?
Yes,
because I don't want to like battle with her.
No, I think that it's a good.
Did she see A Star Is Born?
She did. I think she said she gave it a B-.
I don't think I can bring it up then.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's like my favorite movie.
I don't want to speak for Nikki. This is stuff that she said on our other show. But listen to that show.
We get like a fight on our podcast about A Star Is Born.
This is what happened between Drew Taggart of the Chainsmokers with Gaga. First of all, they said the song whatever her new song is sucks. And then she wrote on Twitter, AO at the Chainsmokers. She said, hey, hopefully you guys will like this song more. Kind of just as like a funny like clap back a little bit. And then they wrote back, haha, Lady Gaga, respect in all caps. Because they claim they really like her. They just didn't like this song.
Yeah.
They went on Stern and talked about her and they were like, look, we like her. We respect her. We just didn't think that one song was good.
Yeah, so they were like, we probably should have kept our mouths shut.
Yeah, and they kind of took it back. Yeah. But then
it's like me most of the time talking about people's stand up. I'm like, I mean, I like the person. I just think that their jokes are bad.
So then Halsey writes, Lady Gaga is an icon and forever one of my greatest idols. I can't wait to see where her new era takes us. Hashtag Joanne. Then Drew writes at Halsey, fuck you, bald bitch. Which I'm going to say, I'm on Halsey's side here.
Okay, but it's...
Oh, what a stance. What a fucking stance. Oh, listen,
Tom,
hold on.
Feminist.
Let Tom sit and wallow in his self-glory.
Don't you think that's so weird, though? Like, they weren't... It
doesn't make a lot of
sense. It's disproportionate
to
the argument.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
But then he also wrote to Nicki Minaj, like, I'm at the abortion clinic. Good to see you or whatever. And then he wrote to somebody else, like, fuck you. You suck or whatever. I lost the other ones. Okay.
He's such a Chad. Right here.
He is a big Chad. God, that's such a great insult. Just calling somebody a Chad.
I'm going to be a Chad for Halloween.
Is that right? How do you dress as a Chad?
Are you kidding? You got to do khakis, Patagonia vest, collared shirt, swoop.
Ooh, okay.
That's pretty close. A dude who used to live across from me was
named. You guys looked at Midtown Uniform on Instagram?
No.
Midtown Uniform is, I mean, it's not my account. I'm promoting it because it's funny, but it's
you're all, at Bros Being Basic, yeah. Correct? We should, we might as well promote that while we're
yeah,
here.
Bros Being Basic. But Midtown Uniform is all the douchey finance bros, the actual photos of New York City, like them in the wild. They all, like, when I see a Patagonia vest, I like tense up, you know?
Yeah,
I see those guys at my gym all the time because I work out in Midtown, and then, but in a cheap ass gym, but yeah. I'll see those guys like changing in the locker room, and I'm like, oh, great.
Tom works out in front of the window at a nice gym in Midtown.
Right. I do jumping jacks in front of the Equinox.
And he just kind of follows whatever the people inside are doing.
Wait, it's like the beginning of Bridesmaids when they like steal the workout class.
Oh yeah. That's always been when I used to work at a World Gym in Chicago, there was personal trainers there and they would be working out with a client. I'd be like, I'm just going to do what they're telling
right.
me the guy to
seriously.
Do.
Seriously.
Tom used to work at World's Gym and then people would be like, are you like the food taster here?
There was. It's funny that you say that. I was looking at my Facebook memories today. I've been doing that a bunch lately, and they're all very sad. Especially from
it's
9,
so
10
not
years
okay.
ago. From 9, 10 years ago.
Remember this dog like, that died? Like, it's so fucked up.
Yeah, they're all pretty bad. A lot of them are like my ex-fiance.
Oh,
like,
jeez.
Then it'll be like the one that was... The saddest one the other day was the one where it was like, I'm running on Pepsi Max and like... fruit snacks from Kroger.
Oh yeah, both kinds.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember when you were that man?
I do remember. I still feel like that man.
Me but too.
The one that I saw today was that I believe this was 4 or 5 years ago today. I was working at a World Gym and I said the high in Chicago today is 49 and the low is that I ate 4 pieces of pizza at the gym. Every week they would just have pizza at the front desk at the gym. I don't understand what
why?
I don't
crazy.
Know.
Got to carb up, carbo load.
What I would do.
No, but I really want to know.
Is
that
on
seems
cold
so
days.
Mean.
I know it's like fucked up, but they were like, oh no, we want to cater it if you come out at this time. And so I would go, and on those days I'd be like, God damn it. And then I would take a bunch of pizza and then just go out to my car and eat it and drive back to home.
That's cool.
I'd be like, today is not happening. I'm not gonna get on the treadmill with 4 pieces of pizza in my stomach.
I told you about when I went to that CrossFit class with my buddy, right?
No, I don't think so.
I didn't do any of the CrossFitting. I just went because I drove my buddy there, and we were just hanging out, and Ruth Chris had catered the CrossFit class.
Ruth Chris was a woman who went to the church nearby.
Yeah.
Miss Ruth.
It was a real disappointment when the food came. They're like, Ruth Chris is coming today.
It was goulash. But there were all these like steaks and like salmon, and everyone's working out, and I was just standing there eating all of their food. And my buddy was like, dude, you can't have any of that. You're not part of the class. I go, well, I just ate a fuck ton of it, so I'd like to see him get it back. I don't know what to do. But it was great.
Yeah,
man,
do you
CrossFit rules?
I do like classes.
Oh, okay. I was talking to my girlfriend about this today. Where it's
Zumba.
Like the classes
I haven't been to a gym
are,
in forever. I don't even know what to do in there anymore.
Yeah, I was saying today I'd rather have the classes because what I do now is I watch whatever show I'm watching on the elliptical and I can only work out to the speed of the show.
Yeah.
Like it's if it's like I was watching Mad Men for a while and
like
I was watching
600-pound life.
Man, this workout's tough. Tom's in his car eating pizza again.
Yeah.
There's no more depressing show.
Yeah, yeah, that is
like
a
people
bummer.
Like Black Mirror is so fucked up. I'm like my 600-pound life is more
yeah.
fucked up.
I will watch Last Chance U gets me hyped up. But I was watching nice. Mad Men for a while. I was like the elliptical's at -1. It goes so fucking slow.
Yeah, I mean the ellipticals don't. That's not a thing that works.
Oh, it works. Oh, I've lost plenty of pound on the elliptical.
You should. Well, you should watch.
Did you used to be fat?
Sure.
Oh yeah, I was a fat boy.
I love fat stories.
Oh yeah,
or like weight loss. I love big weight loss stories.
I probably talked about this on the podcast a little bit before. I don't know. I'm sure I'm going to get some shit from Kevin Lapkovich, who critiques the things we've spoken about before on the show. Apparently, in the early days, I talked about losing my virginity at a late age on many an episode.
Oh, you're
what are you
going to
do? You weren't
how late?
21.
Oh, okay.
I was saving it up. Doesn't matter. I was a fat boy. I lost like 60 pounds probably.
Not even 100?
Not 100, I'm sorry.
Oh, you were so excited for a good story, and now it's just 60, some basic asshole.
I'm kidding.
A lot of weight.
It's very impressive. I'm totally kidding.
I was also chubby for my size, too. I was a heavy boy for my size. No one is a... We shouldn't talk about Connery's not here. Were you a heavy set person?
No, I mean, I wasn't... I was really skinny, and then, like, as a kid... And then I wasn't thin though for like a few years. And then I kind of got really into working out, like the classes. Like I started doing the spin classes. And then I fluctuate. Like I'm good right now, but I've been like slamming, you know? Like it goes back and forth. Like sometimes I'll be like, what are those abs? And I'll take a sexy pic, you know? I just never know what my body's doing.
I've never done that before. In fact, the other day
you shouldn't. I mean,
I don't mean like taking the picture. I mean, I've never had abs.
Oh, gotcha.
I used to have a six pack.
Is that right?
Yeah.
When?
When
you bought a six pack earlier?
No, when I used to wrestle. I had like a six. I was like fucking.
So when you were like 17?
Yeah.
All right.
It was the last time I worked out.
It was 30 years ago, you dumbass.
It was 18 years ago.
Wait, but really quick. So did you just like, when did you lose weight?
When I moved out of my mom's house when I was 18. And then when I was buying my own food, I started to lose a little bit of weight. But I also got on diet pills and was basically anorexic
really did it
for
right.
about 2 years.
Just Adderall, snorting Adderall.
I wish I knew about Adderall back then. No, I started running like 12 miles every other day.
Oh, and you're a runner.
Not a good one. I just was like addicted to losing weight for a while.
Yeah. Were you buying the Stingers from the gas station or whatever those were?
No, hydroxycut is the same thing.
I did some Xenadrine for a while.
Yeah, all that shit is so bad for you, and I didn't know that.
I mean, it got like, it's not on the market
that when
anymore.
They stopped carrying the brand, the type of hydroxycut I had, I was like, oh no, I did something bad to my heart.
I know I did it to get in college for sorority rush. I was like, I'm not going to take, I mean, you don't care what you're doing when you're that age.
No, it doesn't like, I was just matter. Buying- I wasn't sleeping ever. That's how I was. Yeah. I used to work 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. and then I would go to class from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and somehow work out in between there. And then also like, go back to work a lot of the time after class, and it was half because of hydroxycut because they're just those diet pills are just speed.
Oh, for sure.
But I would eat a piece of bread in the morning with like hot sauce on it, and then be able to run. It was a very bad. And then I would just binge eat on the weekends.
Yeah,
it was brutal.
Sorry, but I'm like big. Like when we do our podcast,
Raina
was like, she's like, Ashley, please. You can't derail the conversation because you have to hear a weight loss story. I'm like, I love weight loss stories.
Well, you know what helps lose weight?
Oh, I would love to hear your tips on weight loss, Tim.
Chain smoking.
Sorry, back to the topic.
I going to come back to that somehow.
I help. Look at I was helping.
Good job,
this
Tim.
This is why
you
we brought me on for the
that
one line.
You did
Thank
a good
you.
Job, Tim.
All right, guys. Well, okay, cool. All the condescension, I'll just go fuck myself.
Buddy, we're saying you did good. We should go to the Facebook comments about the chain smoker. So you said you read a little bit of the Facebook comments. Mm-hmm. Well, we are going to check in with Facebook right now. Grace Thomas, Chicago comedian, says, okay, so last year I listened to Closer for 24 hours straight to raise some money for Houston, and I loved the song before that, and I still love it after, but it hurts my bones now. Wait. I want to know more details on that, Grace.
Yeah, that's kind of a vague thing.
Would you have to do that? Why didn't you just give some money to Houston? Who needed you to do that?
I
want to help out
I need
Houston,
more information.
Yeah, we need more. What is my opinion on the Chainsmokers as banned outside of that song? I do not believe the lies that they've released other tracks, so I don't have one. So it sounds like Grace only likes Closer. You got it?
Nope. I'm done.
Sophie Buttle, very funny comedian, says, shit, that was my band of choice. so you beat her Ooh. To the punch.
Nice.
Oh, that she like to come on?
Yeah, she was going to come on and defend the Chainsmokers. I don't know if I promised her that she could.
Fuck.
So you've made a powerful enemy today.
We should start like a rap beef like on Twitter.
Oh, that would be tight.
That would be very good. Let's see. Brandon Kirkman says, no one will ever be able to convince me that they're a real band and not an algorithm of sounds made by all of today's top trusted brands for pleasant shopping experiences. That's pretty good. Oh, we have to listen to this. So apparently Rachel McCartney and I think Kevin Lopkovich, who was mentioned previously on this very episode, posted the same link of this guy on YouTube cracked the code of how every Chainsmokers song is made. Did you listen to this today?
No. Ooh.
So I'm going to play it now. It's a YouTube video, so there might be a little YouTube guff.
It was in Snapchat segments, I think.
That's right.
Words. One is going to be your bass, and then you go one step down to a major, one step down, major.
I love this song already.
Your chorus is literally just going to be this.
Come on and defend this guy.
Just walk it up and down. This is all Closer was. Just fucking...
How can I get this song?
Right? So once you have your chords, it could be this one. It could be... I don't know, fucking...
He sounds hot, too. I don't
know. No, he's not.
So
no, he's
not. Is he not?
Basically, you want to find...
You don't know, Tim.
Oh, I'm sorry, he's not me.
Talk about how hard it is being white.
I think
white
I'm the only hot man alive.
So I've decided on a central theme. So this new one by them, the theme is like myths and shit. My theme is going to be champagne. All right, so you want to make it sound like you're edgy, but not edgy. And you want to follow whatever note is on top of the chord you're playing. So when you have this one, you sing this note. This one, this note. Like, you know, we drank champagne when we were young. I know that you weren't the one. You keep going on about, like, you know, your parents didn't let us go out. And then the breakdown's like... All right, I'm going to choose these chords now.
This guy's good.
Yeah.
You are the one you said to me that night on the... And then you want, like, a little breakdown before the big breakdown. So it's going to be, like, a lot of just random thoughts. Just like, your blonde hair on my chest, I can't seem to get... I know that we are young and loving, dumb and tom and jum and fond and dumb and bummed and dumb, but we can make something right.
Alright, this is great. That guy's name is Incarnate on YouTube. That's
How many views does that have?
But then you do that, and then there's this big beat drop likes. Moment. Like, there's formulas to pop music. I mean, what's the one guy, what's the main producer? Like,
oh shit! I know
that just like creates hit after hit after hit.
Khaled?
Is he the rapey one? I can't remember.
DJ Khaled?
No,
DJ Khaled don't eat pussy.
Right. It's so I can't. Also, like, how did he even get
Diplo?
No. He doesn't do any.
Not like a musician.
Yeah.
He's just a producer.
Mark Ronson.
He has like a gimmicky name. I forget.
LA.
Dead Mouse.
No. He would never be on stage.
Oh.
We talked about him a few weeks ago, I'm pretty sure.
Schecter?
Anyway, shut up.
All right.
But like, as much as we want to be like, oh, we're like above pop stuff, like whatever. We're all the
it's
same.
Still, that's the thing that he just did to Chainsmokers.
Dr. John.
Oh, is that? Oh,
wait,
you're, talking
Dr.
The,
Luke?
You're talking
about the Dr. Luke.
Dr. Luke?
That's
the
Kesha
raper
guy, right?
Guy.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking of him.
It.
Is that him, though?
I don't know if that's who. No, I don't think that's.
There's
it
one specific guy. Maybe it's Dr. Luke, but that has like the what he's the
Tim
pop
was on
songs
his side too.
What?
No
Tom
one was on that guy. Like, who was
you
that?
Know, I haven't seen a doctor in over 10 years.
Wait, have you done Kesha?
We have not. No, we can't do Kesha.
Yeah, true.
She's too like, beloved.
And also, praying is too untouchable.
Well, I mean,
you don't, it's too untouchable. It's
I don't
great.
Think you understand what happened when that song came out. I didn't do
I
anything all day. I just stayed inside.
Yeah.
And played it and cried.
Yeah, it was.
I still do.
I still have that song stuck in my head all the time. It's very good.
There's never been a better.
I don't
song.
Think I heard it.
Oh my God! It's about that dude. It's amazing.
I know what it's about. That's why I don't think I listen to it.
It's about anybody who's ever wronged you. You know.
Oh shit. And you love going after the people who have wronged
you. That's true. Yeah. This is right up your alley.
So petty.
Oh, we got to do the bad.
Just constantly checking that my podcast is above my exes on the charts.
We
got to
do bad joke corner on the Facebook.
Bad joke corner.
This is going to be part of. This is going to be a new part of the podcast that is somewhat mean. But you know what you're doing when you're making these fucking jokes.
You have now entered the bad joke corner.
Wait, like comments that people write?
Yeah, that are not sincere. This is from Aaron Weininger. At what point do they get lung cancer?
No, someone didn't say that. Is it someone's dad?
All right, and then we have John Jacobs of Are You the One fame.
My favorite show.
We love Are You the One.
Is this a new segment?
The Bad Joke Corner? We've done this now. I think I did this half-assedly last week or something.
Because I don't want people to like not do it. You don't
want
to like
no, I want
deter
you to,
people from
guys,
doing bad jokes.
I'm not saying you're a bad person for making these jokes. If you want to be featured in Bad Joke Corner, write this shit on here. I love Bad Joke Corner.
Also, will never stop anyone from...
No,
three-quarters of the people do not
listen
to this podcast.
Oh,
right
that's
on
true.
Here.
They just like to
Some
write on
do.
Here.
A lot of them do. So John J.J. Jacobs, who
from
has
Are
been
you the
featured
One?
On the show, actually. I did an episode with him that you can find on our feed.
Ashley, do you watch Are You the One?
Are you...
It's a dating show on MTV. It is the best dating show
what?
There is.
Are you serious?
It's incredible.
We'll talk about it after the show.
Okay, all right.
So he said, I heard they don't even smoke.
Okay, what is
There's
going
our
on?
Second.
Are these comedians?
Yeah.
Yes. I think those are the only two. That's kind of shocking that those are the only two that are like that. I will say, Ashley Hamilton wrote a frowny face, former guest. Check out her show. Hold on. Just a frowny face.
I love that.
Hold on one second.
Passive aggressive.
Yes. Very passive aggressive. Or just aggressive aggressive even.
True. Fair.
Kevin Lobkovich says they are formulaic and cheesy, but they make simple, catchy, and fun songs to dance to. And sometimes that's what you need. I know nothing about their behavior or beliefs outside of the band, but would not be surprised if they were, at the very least, obnoxious, which I think they are somewhat obnoxious. I wish I could find the rest of those tweets, but I couldn't find a lot of them. Did I read that? I did do this.
Did someone say something like they did some show or somebody said something?
First of all, they did a prom show not too long ago, I believe. Somebody said that they were at a Alex Price, comic in Indiana, says they did a surprise performance in my very small hometown last year, and they seem nice. Oh, it was at the Angola Bar. Do you know there, Tim?
I know. Yeah, I've
Tim's
been there.
From Indianapolis.
Oh, okay.
I'm an Indiana man.
You guys both are.
Yes.
He's from Bloomington. I'm from Indianapolis.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So it's an actual. I'm from an actual city.
Mike O'Keefe says, "Oh, shut up." One of the worst big cities in the world. Mike O'Keefe says their name makes me think they're like a cool garage band, but alas, they are not. Willie Griswold writes, "I went to see you Boulder, and Boulder girls play that song at parties all the time." So.
Well, there you go. If you wanted any insight on Boulder girls.
Tim's always trying to pick up Boulder girls, but they're too heavy.
I like a
Boulder.
Way to end the bad joke corner.
There was not bad. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I like a Boulder girl. You know, a lady that comes up, talks to me.
Wait, what?
Spelled it different.
B-O-L-D-E-R.
Yeah, do you see what he's doing? Oh,
now mine wasn't sexist and fat shaming.
Mine wasn't
like
fat
yours.
Shaming. It was especially because boulders are heavy.
Right.
Oh, Tom loses 60 pounds, and now everyone's a big fat cow to him.
Oh, my God. All right. Miranda Britton writes, any two white guys could approach me and say they were the Chainsmokers, and I would believe them. They're boring, generic dudes who make boring, generic music. All right. Well. There you go. That is.
I
want
to be like, what do you
corner.
Listen to? Yeah. You know, like when people say that, I just always want to. People get so snobby about music.
Mandy
it's so
or
funny.
Miranda? Hey, I don't know if that's what you prefer to go by. Tell us what you're into.
Right.
You write it in next time. From now on, if you write something shitty about the band, you got to say, and also,
your
I
top
like
five.
This. Yes,
yeah.
That's not bad. Have you gotten shit personally for liking them?
No. I mean, I think I hang out with just like. A lot of like basic white girls, you know, and like I had a big group of guy friends in Atlanta that really were into them. Like they appealed to a certain type of guy too,
you know, and they, I remember they went, all these guys went and like saw them at Red Rocks. Like they like went.
They went to Colorado?
I mean, I think they went for a trip,
where
but
Boulder
like.
Is?
Oh, where those Boulder girls God. Are. Tom's trying to lift Jeez. All the time.
Oh my God.
But I think.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Shut up.
I don't know if you like. Listen, if you're just super into rock and roll or like, but if you like pop music, you probably like them.
Yeah.
You know what I right. mean? So it's kind of, I don't. I'm also not out here waving the Chainsmokers flag. Like I chose that because it's like a band that I like that I knew would be a good fit.
Yes.
Like absolutely. I don't think everyone's like, Ashley's so obsessed with the Chainsmokers, you know?
That's what this podcast is for, though. It's
yeah.
I mean, they did convince bands. You to move to New York.
That
true,
is true.
That is fair.
That is true.
The second that song played.
And you have that tattoo of a rose.
Yeah, on my lower back. It's like a whole, yeah. They're everywhere. No, I don't know. I know what people, they're not musicians, but they're part of this whole new DJ wave.
Yeah. Absolutely. I understand the validity, or I can see how someone who would like good music could also like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's hear some more songs here. Let's listen to Don't Let Me Down.
This is my second favorite, I think.
So Rose is number one. This is number two.
This was the other one I knew that I realized immediately. I was like, oh, I know this, and I enjoy it.
Do I know this?
Hit a wall. Right now, I need a miracle. Hurry up now, I need a miracle. Stranded, reaching out. I call your name, but you're not around. I say your name, but you're not around. I need ya, I need ya, I need you right now. Yeah, I need you right now. So don't let me, don't let me, don't
really
let
like
me down.
Song. I've liked all the songs.
Swear to God, do that again.
Don't let me, don't let me, don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
Great song. That's a solid one. This was the first single since Roses achieved chart success. And Taggart said of to Billboard magazine, I think it's one of the best songs I've written and produced. I think people are going to be pretty blown away by it, and it's very different than Roses, which is nice.
He mean, written?
I don't know. It says it was co-written by Taggart, Scott Harris, and Emily Warren. Harris explained to Songwriter Universe how the collaboration came to fruition. Emily and I write together all the time, he said. I've written more songs with her than anybody else by a lot. We just get each other, and it's really comfortable environment when we are together. She had done a song with the Chainsmokers and was basically like, we have to work with them. We had a session in Drew's apartment, and he played us the beginning of the track that eventually became Don't Let Me Down. We had a brief conversation about not overthinking anything, and Drew was the one who was quickly like, don't mess with that chorus, that's it. Me and Emily had just come back from Coachella, and we're talking about writing a song that could make people really feel something at a festival. Had no idea it would actually be this song. Man, I bet so many people had that conversation at Coachella.
Like they're having the feels?
Yeah, yeah. So we got to make a song that'll really make people feel something at a festival.
Everybody's feeling something at a festival. They're all on Molly. It's like anything, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
The Chainsmokers revealed to Rolling Stone that Rihanna turned down the chance to record the song with them. However, the duo was okay with the rejection,
yeah,
as they enjoy collaborating with undervalued talent, such as the then up-and-coming Daya. Pal said, young unknown artists have this hunger. They're willing to work really hard and take way less money.
Yeah, of course. Like, wouldn't you love to see what they... It's probably so upsetting.
Yeah, thank God people. Rihanna was able to bounce back from that one.
Yeah.
I love how all of the wording of that. They had the chance to do it.
I'd love a Rihanna collab with, like, one of my favorite Rihanna songs is the, like, We Found Love, which is Calvin Harris song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
So I'd like to see her with the Chainsmokers.
Oh, that was another guy I should have guessed in my guessing, pissing off everyone guessing game.
This is Paris.
Ah.
We were staying in Paris. To get away from your parents,
that's
and I thought, wow, if I could take this in a shot right now, I don't think that we could work this out, out on a terrace.
This song already pisses me off.
Fair, I thought, how
talk about all the things I can't afford.
Well, I'm wasted, you win that lottery.
Oh, I'm going to Paris on a terrace, baby.
Down, then we go down together. They'll say you could do anything. They'll say that I was clever. If we go down, then we go down together. We'll get away with everything. Let's show them we are better. Let's show them we are better. Let's show them we are better. We're staying in Paris to get away from your parents. You look so proud standing.
Yeah, that song is like the vocals specifically. You're like, that is only gonna work in a studio.
It's so flat. It's yeah, just yeah. Like,
I will say, I kind of enjoyed it.
When that guy was like, when he was doing the lyrics on that YouTube thing where he's like, to get away from your parents, I'm like, oh, he's just mocking them. Those aren't their real lyrics.
I know.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that too. Yeah. Let's see. This song is in general sense, it's about those times when you are one place in one situation, but imagine you are somewhere else.
Oh my God,
at those times
so deep.
You were laying in bed, staring at the ceiling, dreaming up a different situation.
Yeah, staring at the ceiling, dreaming up that I had a door and two more walls.
The titular Paris represents a state of mind rather than the actual French city. Chainsmokers tweeted this definition prior to the release of this track. Paris, a sentimental yearning for a reality that isn't genuine. Two, an irrecoverable condition for fantasy that evokes nostalgia or daydreams.
So does deep. It make yeah? Does so it make you feel smarter now that you listen to them?
No, I feel like just I wish people would just embrace it. I wish they would be like, guys, it's a fucking pop song. You know, yeah. Like we gave it a catchy title.
Yeah, but they have to go deep on
it. I can't handle that.
That's what I live for.
Yeah, people that take themselves so seriously.
Yes. Let's hear some of this feeling.
I'll tell you a story before it tells itself. I lay out
they are
my
better
reasons.
When real people sing.
You say that I need
for
help.
Sure.
Yeah.
We all got expectations, and sometimes they go wrong. But no one listens to me, so I put it in the song. They tell me, think with my head, not that thing in my chest. They got their hands at my neck this time. But you're the one that I want. If that's really so wrong.
So Drew Taggart first wrote this song just after a bout of depression at the height of the Chainsmokers' fame. He explained in an Instagram post, "You'd think an artist getting their first massive break and seeing success in a career they love would have no problems. But that's the funny thing about depression. It doesn't matter what you've accomplished because it attacks how you feel about it." Taggart began using songwriting as his therapy and initially channeled his feelings into dark, introspective material such as Sick Boy and Everybody Hates Me. This feeling was the first song Taggart wrote when he came out of the depressed state. He explained that it's a song about following your heart even when people don't believe in you.
So they're writing lyrics?
I guess so. I bet you feel bad for criticizing this guy's voice, huh?
I don't know if I buy it.
Did you see the thing about him cheating on his girlfriend and him and her posting like on Instagram all about it? And then he got cornered by TMZ because
is it recent? Can I go back and look?
It's 2017, but you could still find it.
I love other people's drama. It's like my favorite thing.
Then you will love Are You the One?
Oh, you gotta watch Are You the One?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
I think we only have All We Know left. smokers. The third original song released in 2016 by the Chainsmokers tells the story of lovers growing apart. They tweeted, "It's all about the hardships of relationships, but never giving up on your ride or die."
Oh my God.
God, I hate that they said that.
Wow. I can't handle it.
I hate that legitimately anyone says that.
Yeah, I don't mind when other people say it. Something about them saying it feels like...
Define other people.
I don't know. Anyone but them. Literally.
Like people that commit crimes. Like if you're like a real life Bonnie and Clyde, you can say it.
Yeah, if you're in prison, you can say that. Because for sure. Then it's like, yeah, that's a... You
like Cardi B and
die.
Offset can say it. You know?
Tom's like, if you're in prison, you can say it because I'm scared of you and won't tell you how to talk.
No, I'm saying you are a ride or die then, obviously. Or someone who's like... Living a lifestyle that belongs, like, desert, ride or die
like
when
Nicki
you're
Minaj
like.
Nicki Minaj can say it, Meek Mill, you know, like all the.
But
fine.
When you're just a fucking dude who's like, yeah, I travel everywhere and like travel first class all the time and like, and also wear, what kind of, what are those
Patagonia
boat shoes?
Vest.
Yeah, Patagonia vest. What are those boat shoes?
Sperry's.
Sperry's, yeah. You don't get to, if you wear Sperry's, you don't get to
you
say,
don't get
ride,
to say
or
ride
or
die.
Die.
No.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I'm in then. I can
ride
say
on my
it.
Boat or die.
I would love that.
I'm going to do one thing before we wrap up here, and that is look up the Chainsmokers on Urban Dictionary. Oh, I want to see what they think. Because that, like, sometimes we'll look up a band like Blink-182, and it's like, Blink-182, the greatest band of all time.
Oh, really? Oh, this is awesome.
So let's see. The Chainsmokers. Oh, yeah, here we go. The Nickelback of EDM, whose songs sound the same. There's even a video of how to make a Chainsmoker song. Yep, that's right.
Oh my God, everything.
I always love the examples
I like
of
how
people
when
talking
you're,
here.
I like how when you're reading it to your guests, you're like, the Nickelback of EDM, everything sounds the same. yes, that's right. That's correct.
No, that's, we already
really
heard
tied
that.
It all in. Yeah. It, like pulled it all together.
Wait, the Chainsmokers. This is my favorite one on here. When someone is beyond douchey, a mega douche, the embodiment of a completely entitled fuckboy. And then the example is, ugh, you're totally being like the Chainsmokers, or ugh, you're totally being a Chainsmoker.
You could just say Chad.
Yeah, it's the you're right. Damn, a lame-ass band that's always on the radio despite being shitty as hell.
Damn.
Tim, what do you rate this playlist? We had seven songs to rate.
Seven
out of.
Songs.
Yes.
I liked most of them because I have no real stake in any music.
Sure.
I kind of listen to anything. I will watch the what were we talking about earlier? The words ones, the words
song? Lyric videos.
Yeah, I'll watch the lyric videos. God, I'm a fucking idiot.
And yet you knew every detail about the lottery.
I'm addicted to gambling. So I give it a 6.5.
6.5 out of 7.
Yeah.
That is a very high score.
I liked all the songs except for
the selfie song.
The selfie song wasn't
on
there.
Well, that wasn't
on
the playlist.
That
we're not judging
there.
That.
Oh, then.
You didn't put that on your list.
Right, okay.
So that's not we're judging.
So that wasn't on there. Okay. If none of them are too EDM heavy, which yes. I don't listen to because I can get hard. So I don't listen to that. And then one of the song where he sings, I ain't really like that. So I give it 0.5 star.
Okay.
6.5 stars.
You don't do stars, you know.
Well, I'm doing a star in my head.
All right. Well, there you go.
Then I give it a 6 because I didn't like that song.
Okay.
I mean, you could do half. That doesn't take away the half element. I just said
just
we
let
don't
him have the stars.
All right. You can have the stars if you want.
Listen, when I was growing up,
stars.
Oh,
before.
I'm so sorry that when I was growing up and I had to go to the school next to my school and all my grades were in stars, that now all I think is stars.
Yeah.
6.5 stars. I rechanged it back.
All right. 6.5 is from Tim. And remember, the Tim score counts for nothing because he's not actually a host of the show. I will say, I enjoyed this playlist more than I thought I would. I found myself liking their music less as the playlist went on, only because of how similar a lot of it was.
Right.
But I did like more of it than I thought. And, you know, it would be disingenuous of me to not give the Coldplay song a full point there. I'm gonna go 4 out of 7,
okay.
I think, which is still a positive score. And look, is it? Am I? am I maybe being a little bit nicer to it than some bands whose music scares me? Yes. I like if someone came on with a similar a better playlist or something that's like Slipknot, it's still going to not get much for me. It scares me too much. This was pleasant, easy listening.
It's easy listening. And also, here's the thing. I feel like it's... What is this genre called? Like EDM pop, I think, kind of.
Yeah.
EDM, I think of like Skrillex, electropop. Because I think of like hard hitting, like more Skrillex for EDM.
Sure.
But this is just easier.
Yeah, this feels like yacht
Kygo,
EDM.
Like yeah. That Trop House. Like, I just kind of like all that.
Yeah.
Well, it's like because the selfie song is like an EDM song. Right?
The beat is more EDM.
Yeah.
You're right, with a bunch of weird talking over
and
it.
And then it seems like it's really gotten watered down.
Yeah.
The more
they've changed their sound.
But also I love the Violent Femmes.
Sure.
And all of their songs sound exactly alike.
Okay.
So that's that's why I'm just justifying my 6.5.
All right.
Which is about to move to 6.75 if you don't fucking watch yourself, Tom.
Ashley, what do you give this playlist? What?
Is that a 7?
Okay, 7 out of 7. Some people go low. The other day, we had somebody go like 4 out of 6. We had somebody go lower than me the other day on their own playlist.
On their own playlist?
I think it was Django. I could be wrong.
Django's
Django
a maniac.
Gold the other day, yeah. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks
this
for
is
having
such a
me,
great
guys.
Time.
This is great.
Is there anything you'd like to promote? Check out the podcast, obviously. Girls Gotta Eat.
Yeah, Girls Gotta Eat. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Get in
that's
there.
That's kind of all we're. That's. Really my main thing now.
Hell yeah. Well, you're killing it. We appreciate
Thanks.
You coming over here. I appreciate you guys listening. I'm going to be in D.C. this coming weekend. Half my shows are going to be with Nikki at the Improv, and then I'm also doing some shows of my own in the side room at the Improv. So come see a double helping of of Takara, and I'll never put it that way again.
That's good.
Tim, do you have anything you want to promote? No. All right.
Oh,
well.
What the fuck? I'm opening up for Joe McMahon's album recording at CYSK November 14th
in
Chicago.
That's at Timothy O'Toole's pub.
And then,
go see Joe. He's hilarious. And also Tim.
Yeah.
He's also hilarious.
And then those 4 days I'm there, I have like 7 shows. So I don't know. Figure it out.
Yeah. Check out Tim in Chicago. He's a funny boy. We appreciate you coming on.
Tommy's going to listen to this and be like, yep, I am the co-host of this show. I don't think I really brought the weight at all. He knows a lot more about fucking...
Do we know how he feels about the Chainsmokers?
We're going to... me and him are going to talk, do like a precursor to the episode
gotcha.
In like an hour or so. So we will find out. Tommy, we miss you. I'm going to see you in probably a half an hour.
Come back soon, Tommy. This podcast needs you.
guys, if you like the show, give it a rating and review on iTunes. And then, hey, get on that Patreon. Patreon.com/standbyyourband. Miss you. Keep it crispy.
Bye.
Bye.